Fact Detectives, and we love investigating cool stuff.
We do, and we're lucky to be able to chat with some super smart grown-ups
who know lots of great facts about them.
Hey, Annika, we've been getting a few questions about planets lately.
Oh, cool. I know just the person who can help.
Hi there, Fact Detectives.
Hi, Tanya.
Dr. Tanya Hill is an astronomer
at Science Works in Melbourne.
That's me. I make planetarium shows where we can fly to all the planets and imagine what it would be like to visit them. And I also love looking up at the night sky, especially when there's some planets to spot up there amongst the stars.
Wow, we'd love to hear more.
All right, what's your first question?
Our first question comes from one of our Fact Detective fans. His name is Caius.
Fact one!
I'm Caius. I'm 8 years old. I live in Queensland, in Australia. I like to know what planets are made of.
Ooh, good question, Caius. The Earth is a planet, and it's mostly made of rock surrounding an iron core. The other rocky planets in our solar system are Mercury, Venus, and Mars. They're all mostly made of the same stuff, except Earth is special because it also has oceans. It's the only world in our solar system that has liquid water on its surface, and that's why Earth is such a great place to live. As well as the rocky planets, the solar system also has the giant planets, and they are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The giants are much bigger than the small rocky planets, and they're also mostly made of gas. If we tried to land on them, we'd just keep falling through until the gas becomes so thick we'd be crushed.
Oh no!
They're definitely not somewhere we could live, that's for sure. Jupiter and Saturn are called gas giants because they're mostly made of hydrogen and helium. While Uranus and Neptune are called ice giants because below their atmospheres they have oceans of water, ammonia, and methane. Astronomers have also discovered planets outside our solar system, and we call them exoplanets. There are some that might be covered in lava, others are frozen, icy worlds, and some might even have oceans, just like Earth.
Cool!
What makes a planet a planet?
It's often the simplest questions that are the trickiest to answer. Astronomers today define a planet by three things. Number one, it must orbit or travel around the sun. Number two, it must be round like a ball. And number three, it must be the boss of its orbit. And that means it's a lot bigger than anything else that might be orbiting nearby. But the word planet is an ancient Greek word that means wanderer. If you look up at the night sky, the stars are always in the same patterns or constellations. You might know a few, like the Southern Cross or Scorpius, or Orion the Hunter. The planets seem to wander through different constellations. Now, one of my favourite winter constellations here in Australia is Scorpius, and sometimes it looks like it has an extra red star when it's really the planet Mars. So if you follow a planet night after night and month by month, you can track how it moves from one constellation to the next.
Wow!
Thousands of years ago, the ancient Greeks counted seven wanderers in the sky. They were Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, which are the five planets we can see without a telescope, along with the Sun and the Moon, because they also wander or move through the constellations. And did you know that a week has 7 days because there were seven wanderers in the sky?
No! How?
Well, we start our week with Sunday and Monday.
Is Sunday the day of the sun?
And could Monday be the day of the moon?
Yes, that's right.
But where does Tuesday come from?
Ah, if we were speaking French, we'd say Mardi, the day of the red planet.
Mars!
You got it. Mars is the Roman god of war. Now, since English is a Germanic language, the weekdays were changed from the Roman gods to reflect the Germanic or Norse gods instead. It goes like this. Tuesday is Tyr's day, and he was the Germanic or Norse god of war. Wednesday is Woden's day. He travelled a lot to conquer many lands. The Roman god who travelled was Mercury, the messenger god. If you've watched any Marvel films, you'll have heard of the Norse god with the big hammer. Do you know who that is?
Thor!
Correct! And Thursday is Thor's Day, the god of thunder. The Roman god of thunder and sky was named Jupiter. Friday is Frigg's Day, the goddess of marriage. While for the Romans, this day was named after Venus, the goddess of love. Saturday is Saturn's Day. That's my favourite planet because of its fabulous rings. It's my favourite day of the week too.
Saturday is the best!
For a long time, most people thought the Earth was the centre of the universe and that the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn all orbited or travelled around the Earth. But we now know that's not right. Only the Moon orbits Earth. The centre of the solar system is the Sun, and all the planets orbit around it, including Earth. This would have been very strange to people at the time, because they thought planets were special heavenly things that you could only see by looking up at the sky, not by looking down at your feet. It also means that Earth has only officially been a planet for about the last 400 years.
Oh, wow!
Fact two!
Two of our Fact Detective fans, Daisy and Erin, are interested in dwarf planets. Erin would like to find out, what makes a planet a dwarf planet? And why isn't Pluto a planet anymore?
Those are good questions, Erin. 30 years ago, astronomers added the first digital cameras to their telescopes. And suddenly, they found a lot more objects orbiting the Sun, all at about the same distance as Pluto. There could have been thousands of new planets in the solar system. But they were different to Pluto because they were a lot smaller and they weren't round like Pluto. But then astronomers found Eris. It was as big as Pluto and it was round too. So the world's astronomers called a vote and decided that Pluto and Eris would become dwarf planets.
But how is a dwarf planet different to a planet?
Remember, there are three things that make a planet. Dwarf planets and planets both orbit the Sun and they are round like a ball. But planets are the boss of their orbits and dwarf planets aren't.
How many dwarf planets are there?
There is one dwarf planet called Ceres in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. And there are four dwarf planets, Pluto, Eris, Makemake and Haumea, that are in the Kuiper belt. The Kuiper belt is a lot like the asteroid belt, just much further from the Sun. Most likely there's another 100 or so dwarf planets in the Kuiper belt too. Astronomers just haven't formally classified them yet.
Erin would also like to know if you could live on a dwarf planet.
That's an interesting idea, but there would be lots of challenges.
Like what?
You would have to take all your food to eat and oxygen to breathe with you. Also, the dwarf planets in the Kuiper belt are a long way away. It could take 10 years just to reach Pluto. It's also incredibly cold. Even the volcanoes erupt slushy ice instead of lava.
Whoa! Cold lava?
Yep. And did you know that Pluto was named by an 11-year-old girl? Her name was Venetia Burney.
Seriously? That's so cool!
It is. Back in 1930, she was having breakfast with her mum and grandpa when her grandpa told them the exciting news that a ninth planet had been discovered. Venetia thought it should be called Pluto after the Roman god of the underworld. Her grandfather told a friend who was an astronomer and they sent the name to Lowell Observatory where Pluto was discovered. Lucky for Venetia, her suggestion was chosen and Pluto got its name.
Kids have lots of great ideas.
You certainly do.
What about the dwarf planet in the asteroid belt? Could we live there?
Ceres is certainly a lot closer, and with a powerful rocket, it would take about a year to get there. It's much colder than Earth and also really small. Just imagine, if the Earth was the size of a basketball, then the Moon would be a tennis ball, and Ceres would be a tiny marble.
Oh, that really puts it in perspective.
Driving all the way around Ceres would be the same as driving from Perth to Sydney. only faster because there wouldn't be any traffic jams. It would take about a day and a half, but you'd have to be careful. Ceres has much less gravity than Earth, so you wouldn't want to drive too fast or you'd float off into space. The special thing about Ceres is there's lots of water hidden under its icy surface. Maybe we could process that water for drinking, or extract oxygen for breathing, or use it to create rocket fuel for the journey home, or maybe even to keep exploring the solar system.
Fact 3!
If we could live on one of the other planets in our solar system, what would it be like?
Because we've grown up here on Earth, we're used to how things work here. The sun rises in the east and sets over in the west. A day on Earth is 24 hours and a year is 365 days. Our atmosphere gives us oxygen to breathe and helps keep our planet warm at night. We have lots of water to drink and the oceans stop our planet from getting too hot during the day. If we could live on other planets, we would have a very different experience of a day and a year, not to mention the weather. The planet Venus rotates in the opposite direction to the Earth and most other planets. So that means the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Venus also rotates very slowly. It takes 243 Earth days to spin around just once. So a single day on Venus lasts from the start of January to the end of August.
Whoa!
And because it's closer to the sun, a year goes by faster than ours. It only takes 225 Earth days for Venus to orbit once around the sun.
Wait a minute. Does that mean...
Yes, that means that one day on Venus is longer than 1 year.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. And that messes with the sunrises. So each year on Venus has just two sunrises and they both happen on the same day.
Whoa!
Venus is also the hottest planet in our solar system. You could cook a pizza just by holding it in the air for 7 seconds. The bad news is you'd be cooked too.
OMG, that is crazy hot. But why is it so hot there?
Because Venus has a thick atmosphere mostly made of carbon dioxide. It traps so much heat that the temperature stays the same. It's blisteringly hot day and night. The atmosphere also blocks out almost all of the stars. So if we lived on Venus, we would only ever see the brightest 10 or so stars in the night sky.
Aww, sad face.
One planet I would like to visit is Mercury. It's the smallest planet, not much bigger than Earth's moon, and it also looks a lot like the moon too. It gets really hot on Mercury during the daytime, but is freezing cold at night because Mercury doesn't have an atmosphere to keep it nice and warm, like we have here on Earth. There are deep, dark craters near Mercury's north and south poles that are always in shadow. And hidden inside those craters are frozen lakes of water. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun, so it zips around its orbit in just 88 days. If you lived on Mercury, you'd have a birthday every 3 months.
Awesome!
But a single day on Mercury takes 2 months or 59 Earth days. There are certain places on Mercury where the sun starts to rise, but then it hits the snooze button and it drifts back towards the horizon before finally getting on with the day and rising properly. The sun slowly makes its way across the sky, but at sunset, it disappears below the horizon, then it peaks back up again, like a toddler who doesn't want to go to bed, before setting properly and disappearing for the night.
Caius from Queensland has another question.
My name is Caius and I'm 8 years old. My question is, how did the planets get made?
Well, Caius, the planets are the bits and pieces left over from when the sun formed. Once upon a time, 4.5 billion years ago, there was a giant cloud of gas. Something disturbed the gas, sending ripples through it, and a little pocket of that gas cloud started to collapse. Most of the gas fell inwards to make the sun. But as it did, it left behind a ring of gas and dust orbiting around our brand new star. This is where the planets come from. The planets built up slowly over millions of years. Have you ever made a giant ball of Play-Doh?
Yeah,
when we were little.
Well, it's a bit like that. You start with just one tiny piece, then you add more and more. The more pieces you add, the easier it is to shape the Play-Doh into a ball. The planets started as tiny grains that gravity pulled together to form pebbles, then boulders, and the clumps kept getting bigger and bigger. The giant planets formed first, so they were also able to sweep up all the gas that was around, which made these planets really big. It would have been a chaotic time, with lots of baby planets trying to form and then colliding together, sometimes growing bigger, sometimes smashing apart. Eventually, things settled down to make the solar system that we see today. The largest planet in our solar system is Jupiter.
How big is it?
It's as big as 11 Earths lined up in a row. Its famous Great Red Spot is about 3 Earths wide and is a giant storm that's been raging on Jupiter for hundreds of years. At last count, Jupiter has 95 moons. But almost all of them are really small. Even from Jupiter, you'd need a telescope to see them. There are 4 large moons, and one of them would look about the same size as we see our moon here on Earth. But the other 3 orbit so far from Jupiter that they'd actually appear quite small in Jupiter's sky. Saturn is my favourite planet because of the rings.
What are they made of?
They're mostly chunks of water ice with little bits of rock too. Scientists think 2 icy moons might have collided, and the shattered pieces made the rings somewhere between 100 to 400 million years ago, perhaps around the time of the dinosaurs. Here's a fun fact for you. If you could get a big enough bathtub, Saturn would float. It might be a super big planet, but it's also very light. And as well as its cool rings, Saturn has 146 moons.
Whoa! That's a lot of moons.
It is. Saturn has more moons than anything else in the solar system.
Fact 5!
And what about the ice giants? What are they like?
We don't know much about Uranus and Neptune because they're so far away, and they've only been visited by one spacecraft. Voyager 2 flew past Uranus in 1986 and Neptune 3 years later. I can tell you that Uranus is the coldest planet and Neptune is the windiest. Also, they have hot oceans below their atmospheres and it's probably raining diamonds.
Wait, what?
Pretty crazy, right? Uranus was discovered using a telescope. It was the first planet that couldn't be seen with the naked eye. It was found by an astronomer called William Herschel in 1781. At first he thought it might have been a comet, which is what he and his sister Caroline became very good at finding. And Neptune was discovered through mathematics. Astronomers calculated that a planet was tugging on Uranus. They predicted where it would be, and lo and behold, when they looked at the right spot, they found Neptune.
Wow! Go maths!
There's one planet we haven't talked about yet. Do you know which one it is, Fact Detectives? I'll give you a clue. It's red.
We know Mars!
That's right. Mars is interesting because some things about it are quite similar to Earth.
Like what?
Well, Mars has seasons, polar ice caps, ancient volcanoes, an enormous canyon, and weather. But unfortunately, there's no oxygen in the air for us to breathe.
What's the weather like there?
Cold and windy. The planet is a giant desert, so a lot of dust can get blown around, even though the winds aren't as strong as here on Earth. About every 3 years, there are dust storms that can last for months and cover the entire planet.
No way!
The dust storms happen in summer. And in winter, if it gets really cold at night, it snows. Here on Earth, snowflakes are made of water, and they're really pretty. But on Mars, they're made from carbon dioxide, and they are just tiny cubes no wider than a strand of your hair. Lots of spacecraft have been sent to Mars because the planet used to have oceans. And perhaps one day we'll find signs that ancient life once developed there. Rovers have driven across the surface, and the first space helicopter was flown on Mars. Maybe one day people will walk on the surface of Mars too. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes! Try this at home!
There are five planets we can see in the night sky. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. But because all the planets have their own orbits around the Sun, when we can see them changes every year. The easiest planet to see is Venus. It shines so brightly and is often called the evening star or the morning star. We can only ever see Venus either in the west just after sunset or in the east just before sunrise. To find out when you can see the planets, ask your local planetarium. Or you could also use an app like Stellarium or Starwalk, or visit a website like timeanddate.com. Now let's see what you learned this episode. Are you ready for a little quiz?
Yes!
Okay, and for all you fact detectives listening at home, you can have a go too. Get your thinking caps on. Here's the first question. What kinds of planets are in our solar system? I'll give you a clue. There are three types. What did you come up with?
Rocky terrestrial planets like Earth.
Gas giants.
And ice giants.
Good work. All right, next question. Who named Pluto and how old was she? Do you remember Annika and Esther?
A girl called Venetia.
And she was 11 years old.
Correct. All right, next question. Which planet is the coldest planet and which planet is the hottest? Time's up. Can you guess?
The coldest planet is Uranus.
And the hottest planet is Venus.
That's right. Okay, one last question. What are Saturn's rings made of? Do you know the answer?
Chunks of ice.
And a little bit of rock.
And here's a bonus question. Where is it raining diamonds?
Uranus and Neptune.
Great work, Fact Detectives.
Thanks, Tanya.
Anytime, Fact Detectives.
This has been another super fun episode of The Fact Detectives with me, Annika.
And me, Esther.
Big thanks to Dr. Tanya Hill,
who is an astronomer
at the Melbourne Planetarium
at ScienceWorks.
And big thanks to
Caius,
Daisy, Dimitri, Yanni and Erin,
who asked us to investigate planets.
If you love finding out the facts as much as we do,
and if you have a big topic you would like us to investigate,
then get in touch at factdetectives@kindling.com.au.
This episode of The Fact Detectives is a Kindling co-production with ScienceWorks. To find out more about the world around you, head to museumsvictoria.com.au.